وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سنة بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، نذير ست برادرز سيستر في الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله تبارك وتعالى في السفر ومتن إلى أصل المالك إن شاء الله بيت القرآن سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes, my brothers, sisters in Islam, we continue our hadith about what we started with you yesterday. ألا وهي فتنة العلم، فتنة of علم، العلم الشرعي، العلم which we observe it from the Islamic Sharia, the Quran and Sunnah. And with a Muslim in Islam has no way except to follow the Quran, Sunnah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we describe it yesterday, this is will be the elected group, the winner, inshallah ta'ala, because Allah command us to follow the book of Allah and to follow the messenger of Allah. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ through all his commands, all his rules, the Quran, and وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ and also the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He has authorization from Allah تبارك وتعالى to give you also law and you can which you call it sunnah, action and words. And all of us know that, alhamdulillah, رب العالمين. But the problem of us, we are surrounded by fitna, fitna of the ulama, fitna of the ilm, the knowledge. People today, they replace the Islamic Sharia, they replace it with the human law, they replace it with the tradition, they replace it from Jahiliyyah, which is taken over generation by generation from those who were before us, and then they practice it. And if you give them the ilm, if you tell them where is the truth is, they reject it. They say, we found our fathers, our parents, our grandfather, our found actually our imam back home for the same thing. Who are you to change? We don't change anything, but we give you the basics. We give you the knowledge which you should follow. You are not commanded in Islam to follow by certain people or certain group because of them. You are commanded in Islam to search for the truth and the evidence which came in the book of Allah and Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to struggle in this area. قال تعالى وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ جَعَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle for us, meaning Allah and His Messenger, and those who struggle jihad al-ilm to observe the Islamic knowledge, we will guide them to our rules. We will show them al-sirat al-mustaqim. But if you blindly follow and you don't want to change, you don't want to change actually, and you're still committing day by day, you're making a mistake and error because you believe that way without any bit, you will be guilty in the front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As we say, inshallah ta'ala, when we take some of the ayat and the hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعالى وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And whoever stand firm or hold the rule of Allah تبارك وتعالى the Sharia and the Quran and Sunnah, what happened to him, Allah تبارك وتعالى guarantee he will be guided to what? إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, to the right path. Struggle for the truth and don't shackle, free yourself from the ignorance, free yourself from the bid'ah, free yourself from the fitna of the ulama, because many every today, every alim, every person give fatwa today, but you are commanded to search where the truth is. You don't follow blindly, subhanallah. And then after that, the Prophet of Allah, always in all his life, he prayed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, seek refuge with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he said from that beautiful dua, and maybe he will memorize this dua, beautiful dua. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Bukhari, is proved in Bukhari that one of the dua, authentic dua from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allahumma inna na'udu bika an narji'a ala a'qabina wa an nuftan. Allahumma
إنا نعوذ بك أن نرجع إلى أعقابنا أو على أعقابنا وأن نفتن. This is beautiful dua. He needs. And who's there? The messenger of the ummah. Oh our Lord, we seek refuge with Allah تبارك وتعالى to return you back to be among the rejecters. To be among the rejecters, to reject the Islam. Everybody says today, he took the Islam, but he took the Islam by the way how he wants. The way how he wants according to his own desire. La akhi, you are commanded to follow the Sharia and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he draw for you the Sharia. How you follow, what you have to do in this life. Don't bring a new deen to Islam and a'udhu billah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say a'udhu billah to be among the rejecters of the Islam. You understand? قَالَ صَلَى صَلَّمْ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُصْبِحُ مُؤْمِنَا وَيُمْفِي كَافِرًا. Some of the people in the morning they wake up mu'min. But in the man in other side what happened? By the afternoon he will be what? Kafir وَلَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. And in the opposite side, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُمْفِي مُؤْمِنَا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. Some of the people, Yumsi, became in the exactly after dawn and night, he became kafir, and by the morning he became not a mu'min. So, therefore the Prophet ﷺ used to make the dua, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, tathbit qalbi ala deenik. He said this dua also in the sunnah, ya muqallib al-qulub, oh ya Allah, you turn the heart of the old mankind between your two fingers. Tathbit qalbi ala deenik. Fix my iman in your deen. Let me follow the right way. Let me follow for the truth. And we need many times this masjid. The problem for the Muslim Ummah today, they follow the tradition. Tradition more than to follow. And when you bring the Islam, it becomes strange for them. They have to take it. They say, oh, that's Allah, this is strange. This is bad. Oh, I don't know about that. But this is the truth. Go and search. But they don't reject it, and they still insist to follow the same tradition of A'udhu Billah. It's not working. It's not working. حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Now, fitna to the ilm is the most dangerous fitna for all Muslim kind. So, let me search the Sahaba, what the Sahaba said. Sayyidina Ka'af رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Sayyidina Ka'af رضي الله عنه وارضاه. He said, من طلب علم whoever seeking for any علم any knowledge إسلامك علم ليجاري به العلماء some of us we go and learn and open the books and we search actually to do what not to observe the علم to actually to follow the علم or for Allah تبارك وتعالى but what he did to find a mistake for the علم Sheikh Abdullah give a class here, Sheikh Mustafa give a class here, I'm going to bring something else, I will let him embarrass in front of the people to regain this ilm for what? To actually to dispute with the ulama, to dispute, to actually to put them in exactly the problem, to let them look like that. So what they do is ilm, the knowledge which he is seeking, what happened is not for Allah, or to be guided, or to follow the right path, but what he do? In order to embarrass the ulama, to sincere ulama, I will go and I lift him, I will give him a lesson. Number two, I will marry these sufaha. Some people they search for ilm, ilm to actually what? To favor the insolent and the foolish. This is the opposite of side two. He tried to gain the ilm, the knowledge, to favor the foolish. No problem. You don't have to worry about a hijab. Beard? No, a beard is just that. You don't have to worry about to grow a beard. That's okay, no problem. So in favor people, try to work for the favor of the foolish. Those who are looking for all the time, because the ilm here comes, certain Muslims today, they're looking for what? Zillatul ulama. Alimun fadil, to find a righteous scholar, and righteous scholar, he needs a fatwa, but he failed in this fatwa. It doesn't exactly because he tried to make ijtihad. Ijtihad is ijtihad to help the Muslim. But he looked for an error from the ulama. And then after that he bring it over. Oh, look at this. Imam Ahmad said, the claim. Imam Ahmad said, masturbation is fine. Masturbation is fine. They give you general words. In order to permit the people to go for masturbation. ناكح اليد ناكح اليد ماستربيشن سبحان الله ناكي بيقول يعطي فير الله تبارك وتعالى وزعل بيقول يجيب التدريب you have to understand why the imam says that why the imam يأتي في الفتوى is valid in imam احمد رحمه الله but imam احمد is a condition but the people take it and they go in general open what imam احمد said he said if you feel you going for sure to fail in adultery with illegal sexual intercourse do that in order to be protected why because everyone vision is a single everyone the single when he reaches from sometime certain position he needs to go young he need a woman and he's not capable to go and marry so what did he do he tried to find actually find a magazine find a video find so and so and in the end we increase his desire And what he looking for? He looking for adultery. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he said, if, under the line, if you going for sure and you see yourself between you, yourself and another woman, and you committing the adultery, go and actually finish your desire actually with the masturbation. But this fatwa is valid from Imam Ahmad. But what about the other ulama? The other ulama, they don't take it. They said no. It's not allowed because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَةَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ جَاءَ young was able to marry, go and marry. Marry. And who is not able to marry, what you have to do? Fast. Because the fast is the best one. Protection for you. So the ulama rejected this fact, but the Imam rahimahullah, he makes ijtihad for that. He may try to help the people in order to protect him because قال تعالى ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا Don't ever come to a زنا or any preparation of the زنا Don't go to the club Don't go to so and so سبحان الله So don't do that They invited me exactly oh, Let's go Sheikh Aslam exactly is a beautiful dress to go over there They say you know this dress is what? It's for what? For gambling Why you go over there? Because if you go over there, you will see the shaitan will come to you just to go. And many people, they tell the us actually experience when they enter all this hotel and they take just to go. Just to work in the machine, you're going to have like $1,000, the kit will be finished. So why you go over there? Why do you go over there? They say, eat the food, eat as much as you could, $10. So why I have to go for that? Alhamdulillah, if I am able to go and pay $20 here in New York, and not to go over there, it will be better for me, and I'll be extra because if I go over there, I will feel what? In ma'asiyah, ma'asiyah Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, some of the people, they looking also to look for the ilm, to study the ilm in order to what? To favor the foolish. The cancel. Number three. وَيُصْرَفُ بِهِ وُجُوهِ النَّاسِ عَنْ حَقِّ You go and gain the knowledge. In every way. To turn the face of the people from the truth. To take them out of the truth. So he tried to find exactly a source of knowledge. To bring it to the people. And the people said, ah, here is the evidence. Because everyone will use the name of Allah and the messenger. He says, قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ And the Prophet says so. And he lied to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imam Ahmad says so. And he lied against Ahmad. He lied against Malik. He lied against Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He said, subhanAllah. So he will in the line. He said exactly, no, look. Imam Abu Hanifa said, it's okay. They said so. They claim. Imam Abu Hanifa said, it's okay to drink a little wine not made from the dates and the grapes. Any kind of wine not from the grapes or the dates, it will be halal. Imam Abu Hanifa said so. Wallahi wa rawaya. Because Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, he cannot bring something which Allah made it haram in his book. And this is not working, but they use the imam in order what? To make your mouth what? Shut up. Don't say, don't bargain. That is the imam, he said, oh, you are better than him, you are knowledgeable than him, in order to block you. Imam cannot, rahmatullah, cannot bring some issue, it's against or contradicting his thing. Because he's a faqih, he's a al, make it shi'ah. He cannot bring the haram and make it halal for the people in order to do so. So, some of the people, they and in order to do that, when you say the truth, they want to block you. Don't listen to Sheikh Abdullah. Understand? Don't listen to Sheikh Mustafa. Ya Wahabi. So when you say this word, and it's breathed among the community, everybody will be in one word, will what? Will what? We're going to sit in a class, listen, or we're going to skip from the class. They wanted to take the people out of the class. They have a hatred in their heart in order to say, actually, to take the people out. Subhanallah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. Ya akhi, we don't actually, we follow the Quran and Sunnah. He's a Wahhabi. He's a Wahhabi. Don't listen to him. He's very vengeful. Subhanallah, it's happened with me. Wallahi, it's happened with me. Subhanallah. They invited me in one of the mosques in Oldenburg. First class, I went to there, I don't find woman at all. I said, why you prevent the woman? Why is the woman here? I said, no, we don't allow the woman to come to the masjid. Who told you, you are not allowed to bring the woman to the masjid? They are bright like you, alright? And then the Prophet Muhammad said, لا تنعوا إناء الله مساجد الله. Don't ever prevent the female, the servant female of Allah to come to the masjid. But if they go to the masjid, they have to respect the masjid and wear the Islamic robe or the hijab on the foot hijab, right? And then after that, I start over there. I found 100 people. In second class, they make monthly class. Next class, wallahi, Allah witness, alhamdulillah. And who told me that the imam? Between 200 people. That means, alhamdulillah, Allah give us success. 100 people jump into 200. All the masajid in Queen came. And stayed, and I have the first, one, second, 39 women. They count the woman by blade of the food. Then the third month, this number is jumped, alhamdulillah, almost like 300. Fourth month, until we have almost like a couple of hundred people sitting in a club, and I have 100, more than 120 women. That's me, alhamdulillah. But they need emergency meeting. Stop him. So I stop him. Who can tell me, wallahi al-azim, you are in the masjid of Allah? The imam, they told me. The imam of the masjid. He told me, stop him. I said, did you find any error or any mistakes or any complaint against the sheikh or something like that? He said, no. He said, what? He said, because five imams, they're sitting with a board. I said, we've been here 15 years, 20 years, teaching the people, maximum amount of people, 15, 20 years. For 15 years. But him, everybody comes to him now. So he's very dangerous. He's going to change our school. He's going to change, deceive us because he's a Wahhabi. Right away, the imam received a call, you must stop him because he's a Wahhabi. Allahu Akbar, ya Ummat al-Islam. Wallahi, I cry, akhi. I cry. So they want to take the evil out. And just to give you example, I'm not among the ulama. But I'm just to tell you how the Muslim reach this area today, and they even they deceive themselves. So they want to take out, and then say, he's a Salafi. He's a Shafi'i. Don't listen to him. Subhanallah, akhi. What is the meaning of Salafi? Salafi, you follow the fully best of the companion and all the great ulama. That is the Salafi. You understand? And Shafi'i, he's a Maliki. So and so, what's the problem? All of these sects are our imam. All of these four imam, our imam. We learn from them. But whoever is going to give me stronger than him, I will follow him. I don't have to be slave for my school or for my sect. He's not working like this. And then one day, the brother actually in the back, we try to combine the salah. We have a very heavy, in the winter time, we have a heavy rain. And we try to combine the Dhuhr and Asr. The people came and told me, they said, that is the nafiq of Sheikh Mustafa. Combine Dhuhr and Asr, that is the fiqh of Sheikh Mudun bin Izzat. So you believe who you are here? It is proof from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and go search every book that the Prophet will combine the salah. Even you combine the salah without rain, without fear, you combine exactly, call it, call it in Latina, you combine the salah without any rain, without any fear. Actually, if you just give your space in Islam, if you're going to lose the fard, you have to combine the salah. And he proved it, you combine the salah in rain. Most of the sahaba they did is not the fiqh of Sheikh Mustafa, it is the fiqh of Islam. We stuck for Allah to bring something by our own self unless we have a dalil and evidence. He said exactly here. Look at this. So I'm not going to pray without Sheikh Abdullah. Why Sheikh Abdullah? Because Sheikh Abdullah, he wipe over the fox. Subhanallah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. Wipe over the fox. And wallah, listen for this carefully. When I search actually because I know I teach it to a different community. And all of the brother, all the five, I love them all the. I don't make any difference between the people. والله I searched in the end of one week before Imam Abu Hanifa رحمه الله he died. He said, كنت قد قلت لكم ألا تمسحوا على الجور. الآن أقول لكم امسحوا على الجور فقد ثبت بالدليل أن صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا يمسحون على الجور. What does that mean? I used to tell you before not to wipe over the socks which he made from the material. One week before he died. And then now today, I have to fear Allah, and I have to permit you to do that, because I found the dalil. The Imam is a great alim. He cannot be stubborn in his knowledge. He cannot actually say something, and he doesn't want to change. I told you before, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he made two books. In Kufa, in Iraq, he made a book called the Mother. And when he immigrated to Egypt, he changed half of the book. That's why for Imam Shafi'i he has two books in fiqh. The old mother and the new mother. The old mother, he changed half of the book. And when the people in Egypt, they ask him after he immigrated to Egypt, why, ya Imam, you changed half of the book? You have the mother here, it's different than what you want. He said, ثَبَتَ بِالْدَلِيلِ I searched for the dalil, I searched for more knowledge, and I found I would mistakenly give you this fatwa in Kufa. Now today, after it became true in front of me, I have to change it, I have to tell you the truth. That is the great ulama. That is the great scholar of Islam. You don't have to be stubborn in ilm. Any one of you found me in time, any time, that I give you wrong statement, wrong fatwa, come and tell me a sheikh, you are wrong. There's nothing wrong. I will kiss your foot because you guide me to the right path. You guide me, you protect me from myself to say something from my own desire. Everything in Islamic Sharia described clearly, but the problem actually for us, we try to be stubborn for this. And then look what Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu wa Ali ibn Abi Talib also ثبت أخرجه عبد الرزق في مصنفه. Great alim, his name is exactly, he has a book of special fiqh, he said exactly that. Ali رضي الله عنه وسلم ذكر فتنا في آخر الزمان. He mentioned fitna will be spreading in the end of the life. At the time of Ali, he said in the future, Muslim Ummah will be in fitna, big fitna. Alright. And then Umar رضي الله عنه وسلم was Khalifa at the time. He told him, متى يكون ذلك? When this fitna will be spreading, the fitna of ilm. He means it. The fitna of Ali. Umar he asked Ali. Then Ali رضي الله عنه وقال إذا تفقع تفقها لغير الله. To understand the fiqh, not for the cause of Allah. In order to embarrass the alim. To spread your own desire and your agenda, your political agenda, your school. To spread it, not for Allah. But in order to make it for something beside Allah. وإذا التمس الدنيا بعمل الأخرة. And if you're seeking the ajr in this dunya, and use the name, Allah will enter you the jannah if you use that. And it's not true, it's not from the sunnah, but establish new things, action for the divine time, 100 times, before you do any action in Islam, you have to have the dalil. Don't grow up like you're the people in the past, and you find this is the ilm we carry from the people before us. La yati, you are educated today. You must search for the truth. Search for the truth, inshaAllah ta'ala. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, Al-Ilm al-Iman. The ilm are two ilm. Look at the Imam, the great alim in Islam. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he said, the ilm is two ilm. Ilm fi al-qalb, wa dhalika ilm nafi'. Ilm you gain in Islam for your qalb. Be in the qalb, be in your heart. And this is exactly a good ilm, successful ilm. The second one, ilm fi lisan. He said, ilm only by tongue. No action, no practice. You understand? Say the word and his action is different than his words. Ilm bi lisan. So the one action is sitting in the front of the book. Oh, mashallah, he gave a good class, he gave excellent. So and so, his intelligence, he has a perfect word. And in the end, this alim, he doesn't actually do whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَذَلِكَ فَذَاكَ حُجَّةَ عَلَى ابْنِ آدَمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ In the day of the judgment, it will be evidence. Again, the son of Adam, those who speak and give the knowledge for the people by their tongues and doesn't come from the heart. Doesn't come from the heart. This will be evidence against them. And عَالِمٌ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ عالم بالله وعالم بأمر الله. Also we have the ilm in two categories. عالم بالله. عالم بالله. And then we're knowledgeable person and we use the name of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah said so. The messenger said so. And that by the way how he would. Not by the way how Allah he would. They change the facts for the people. So when the people actually believe that he is knowledgeable, he tries to give the people the ilm which he believes in himself. And he wants to establish it among the Muslim community. But the other alim call it عالم بأمر الله. عالم بأمر الله. عالم with the command from Allah. The way what Allah needs from you. The way the Rasulullah sallallahu wanted from you. Don't tell me when they ask a man, a knowledgeable person, عالم. The woman she sent the question, we were in a meeting and we're sitting, actually we're sitting for this. The woman she said, because I have a very heavy eyebrow. Very heavy. So what I have to do, it makes me ugly. And nobody will marry me. Because I have a very heavy eyebrow. So what happened after that? Can I take it off and then replace it with eye lining? I wouldn't speak to the man, he told her, it's haram. He told her, if you feel that you are ugly and nobody comes to marry you, take her off and replace it with so on. Subhanallah! لحد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said about those people who make it very thin or take it off and replace it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, ولعن الله, لعن الله ايه؟ لعن الله الواصلة والمستوصلة. Allah cursed the one whom she replaced her original hair with a fake one. Cursed by Allah تبارك وتعالى. ولعن الله الواشنة والمستوشنة. And Allah تبارك وتعالى cursed the one she put the tattoo and the one she needed for her. ولعن الله النامطة والمتنمطة. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah cursed نامطة. نامطة the one she took it off. The eyebrow, or she make it very thin, actually, and the one she did it for her. Both of them are kissed by Allah. One mutafarijat bi husn, and the one actually she make like a change the creation of Allah tabaraka ta'ala in her mouth, in her nose, in her eyes, to make herself and to change. Many women today in Islam, especially our respected athletes, what they did after became poor, what they did, she became old. And she's going to have no business to make movie or to sing what she did. She went to the surgery in Europe to change what she had. To make her exactly her face. Actually to make it black young. And to change the creation of Allah Ta'ala. This woman, she are cursed by Allah Ta'ala. You cannot change that or to make somebody has a long nose. Go and make it very short. The big lips, go and make it the exactly nice lips. For what? You change? You have complained about the creation of Allah, cannot work about this. And we'll continue inshaAllah ta'ala more and more in this area, and we'll give you some more evidence inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among those people who say the truth, and to follow the truth only. And ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to take all of us from the fitna of the ilm. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to take all the Muslims everywhere to be in the state of ignorance. Allah tabaraka ta'ala to teach all of us that is up to board Islam and the right path of Islam. Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among the group, the winner in Islam, Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah tabaraka ta'ala to enter all of us in the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be safe in this life from all the fitna, from all the bid'ah, from the shaitan, from the disbeliever. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make this Jama'ah united and to help us to establish the house of Allah, Masjid Manatim bin Tun, in taqwa Allah Azza wa Jalla, inshaAllah ta'ala, from the first day. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us love inshaAllah bi sabilillah, and to take all the hatred from our heart, all the envy, all everything from the shaitan, to take it from our heart. And ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to take us to be among the hypocrites. Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us inshaAllah ta'ala to die in the state of Islam, taqwa Allah Azza wa Jalla, to die in our children, to die in our wife, to die in our parents, to guide us in this life and to be safe in this life, inshaAllah ta'ala, and to say the truth, nothing more than the truth. بيت القرآن سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولكم الله في كلكم. سبحان الله وحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This class will be in the internet. إن شاء الله تعالى في الأسبوع. إن شاء الله تعالى في الجدر. وأسأل الله أن يبقى لنا في الأسبوع العين. سلام. تفضل شيء.
Never let us give crumbs, never let us eat for you. It is always possible after morning, evening, night. Just 2 years and 1 day, never let us give crumbs.
Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the brothers. Actually, that's why what we say, this class is very important, because some people, they believe that certain way, they take the Islam from one side, and they don't speak about anything. And in Fadail al-A'mal, a lot of fabricated hadith. To be honest with you, the ilm has to be true. Fadail al-A'mal has something good, authentic, and have a lot of fabrication too. They use all the fabricated hadith, they use all the weak hadith in order to use it in fada'il al-a'mal. It's okay, al-a'mal, it's okay. No problem if you work with this hadith. And this hadith is not from the sunnah. So the sahaba, they used to fight each other for the fabricated word. You remember Umar ibn Khattab? Exactly when I told you that in the khutbah for the man, the companion, the companion to come and visit him. And he told him, I heard the message of Allah, in order to enter the house of any Muslim or other than your house, you have to take the permission 3 times before you enter the house. As-salamu alaykum, can I enter? And you stay beside the door and talk to my lips. Order our khutbah in al-istizal, it's an instrument. And what Umar said, wallahi, if you don't give me the dalil, I will beat you up. Look at Umar. Wallahi, if you don't give me the dalil, I will beat you up. The Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Qais, radiallahu anhu arda, he ran to Al-Ansar in Medina. He told them, somebody help me. Umar, he's going to beat me hard if I don't give me the dalil. It's okay, this is very easy. We're going to send the youngest companion among us, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu arda. He was very young at the time. We're going to send it to the Prophet, to Umar, radiallahu anhu arda. Then he ran to Umar. He told him, Ya Umar, radiallahu anhu arda. He said, I heard this hadith from the Prophet, radiallahu anhu arda. He said, the Prophet, al-istizan bi-talaq. If you come to any house other than your own house, you must take a permission 3 times before you enter this house. And, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. And if they, I tell you to go back, we don't need, we are not ready for you, we have no time for you today, what you should do, go back. You cannot actually enter by force or interrupt the demon or the privacy of the demon in any Muslim. But what Umar, our issue here, what Umar said, I will beat you up if you don't give me up. That's what actually we needed in Islam, not to follow fada'il al-a'mal. Some of the book is good, and some of the book, and they use a peaceful, mostly peaceful way to corner the Muslim under one side of Al-Islam. Not to speak about anything except actually fada'il al-a'mal, and this is not part of our deen in Islam. Al-amru bil-ma'ruf wa nahi 'anil munkar. It is a bar. Muru bil-ma'ruf wa nahi 'anil munkar. Part of our deen to enjoy what's right and forbid what's wrong. You see me something wrong? Do something wrong, what you have to do, believe me and go. Don't ask your scholar because we learn, don't ever ask your scholar because if you ask your scholar, you will be armed wise. SubhanAllah, who told you that? In order to block you to find where the truth is. So anybody could sit and stay 2 hours, say whatever he wants, whatever he likes, and nobody will stop him at all. Why? Because they want to block you. Don't ever ask your alim, your scholar. Because you ask him, you will be unemployed. Sit down and shut up your mouth and don't say anything. You have to ask. Where is the dalil came from? And you saw fire me do something wrong? Are you going to leave me alone on my shaitan? Or are you going to advise me? Advise me. And I have to advise you. That is actually what the Muslim Ummah should do. What Allah Ta'ala has asked us to understand. That Allah clear. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Shalala, Alhamdulillah. Let's take a look at the video. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.